AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. After days of negotiations in Egypt, Israel and Hamas have agreed on the first phase of President Trump's peace plan that paves the way for a pause in the fighting. The AP's Sam Mednick has more.
People here have gathered in downtown Tel Aviv in Hostages Square in the early hours of the morning, and they are celebrating the deal between Israel and Hamas for the first phase of U.S. President Donald Trump's plan. Now, this plan includes a ceasefire in Gaza, the release of hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli jails. Now, what we know is that 20 of the living hostages will be released in the coming days. The bodies of the others will also be released after that. Israel's cabinet is expected to vote, and after that, we're going to have a more clear timeline as to what happens next.
It's still unclear if Hamas will disarm, a key Israeli demand, or who will govern Gaza the day after. A federal judge will hear arguments today over Trump's deployment of National Guard troops in Illinois. Meanwhile, Trump says the governor of Illinois and Chicago's mayor should be jailed. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
He says he's going to jail me. He says he's going to jail the mayor of the city of Chicago. These are people who stand against him.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker.
But literally have done nothing wrong.
Reacting to a post by President Trump saying Pritzker and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson should be in jail for failing to protect U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers.
The police were helping beautifully.
Leader asked about it at the White House.
And then all of a sudden, a woman was on the line saying, everybody, move back, get out, and they were given an order by the second person in the police department, and the governor knew about it, the mayor knew about it. I understand that's a criminal offense.
Pritzker again.
He's demented, literally, unhinged.
I'm Ben Thomas.
This is AP News. An Okaloosa County Sheriff's deputy's body cam captured the moment when a four-legged furry friend became a hero.
Eeyore the dog is now a hero after leading a Florida sheriff's deputy to a missing 86-year-old woman after her husband reported her missing when she didn't return from her walk.
She never takes more than 10 or 15 minutes. It's almost an hour now. It's over an hour now.
Deputies then spotted Eeyore in the road.
Baby, where's your mama?
The dog led Deputy Miller to a nearby spot where the woman had fallen.
He came up to your car.
Mm-hmm.
She was amazed that Eeyore rescued her.
I'm not even his owner. I'm his grandmother.
Oh, you're such a good boy.
As the woman waited to be taken to the hospital, the dog did not even leave her side.
Oh, Eeyore, you're a good boy. Grandma loves you.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.